On this midterm election day, many questions remain, including what might the next 2 years have in store? NPR went to the polls today and asked voters what they expect from the candidates who win.
In Georgia, Democrat Stacey Abrams is running to defeat Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Voter Dilek Bell in Atlanta hopes she undoes his actions on abortion.
If Stacey Abrams were to win, I expect her to reverse the abortion ban that Kemp signed into law in January.
In Waltham, Massachusetts, Anastasia Santori would like to see lawmakers invest more in education.
I'm hoping that they continue to support public schools and the public system from a tax perspective.
I hope what Biden was talking about earlier comes to pass, right? That we pick up the seats in the House and the Senate that we need to codify Roe, make it the law of the land. And then we can go on and tackle other critical issues that we're facing.
That's Jason Rodriguez, also in Waltham.
But Ashley Christopher in Kenosha, Wisconsin, would simply like to see the winners stand by their campaign trail promises.
Just hold true to their word. Whatever they do promise, to get it done. Not just kind of put a word out, advertise, and then just lose sight of what the actual goal is to actually accomplish one of those goals, get something finished and done that's in favor of everybody. You know what I mean?
Celeste Pendarvis is also an Atlanta voter, and she has a wish for all the winners, regardless of party.
I expect them to find ways to find compromise. I think the issue with our politics now is everyone's so polarized, no one wants to work together.
Voters reflecting on what they expect and hope from those they voted for today.
We hope you'll listen to our special election night coverage starting at 8 o'clock Eastern. Both the Senate and the House are on the line. You can listen and follow results on npr.org.